listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
McKinnon, you're listening.
You're listening to.
Active FM.
To Active FM.
To Active FM.
To FM.
To Active FM.
Luando, your man called Ness. Yeah, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Fearless Eagle from Master Topic.
Fearless Eagle. Yeah. Mm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so what's your nickname?
Nickname?
Yeah.
It's Luando. I don't have a nickname. I don't have a nickname. I'm Luando from the Let's Talk Show.
Yeah.
I don't have a nickname. I know I do the show with the AKA Bruce Man. You know? His name is Musa.
Oh, so you don't have an AKA?
No.
Let's get an AKA.
The nickname and the AKA, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. You know, some people, their nickname is the same as the AKA.
So what's the difference?
What's the difference? Mm. Depends on how you view it.
I would have answered.
Yeah, you know,
AKA is a rapper.
Hi. Okay. That, yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. And you?
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Because our show is Let's Talk Show. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the topic?
Yeah. Tell us. What's the topic?
So, today we're going to be talking about music, you know? Yeah. Sounds that define your soul.
How did you come up with that? Where can you
No. Hey, it was actually interesting the way, you know, the whole topic came out.
Okay.
Because, hey, there were some jokes.
I feel like I'm about to write a book.
Hey.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, yeah, you know, we're trying to get a topic, you know.
Yeah.
Ideas came out. And then we started speaking about souls. Hey, in fact, Luando started speaking about
souls. I was there also.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, he's going to mention the stuff that he spoke about souls. Yeah. You know? Yeah, silence. I was hearing, hey, you know, silence, there's sounds that come out of silence, you know, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, please explain to us. Hey, explain to us.
Okay, we're going to delve into the context of the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, man, you know, we do live together, and
yeah.
I hope that doesn't sound wrong. Yeah, because we serve together, we work together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've seen you, man, stand strong. You know, you know. I've seen even your show. You know, getting out there. How do you do it? You know, the first time I actually met you, you didn't have a beard.
Hey,
you know,
no,
you've grown.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Yeah.
So, how are you managing?
Nah, in fact, yeah, there's a lot, but I think it goes back to what your priority is in life, because what your priority is in life will also determine on, like, the different things that you do, what you focus on,
mm-hmm.
how you view life, how you face challenges and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah, it goes back to that. So with myself, one thing that I can say is, even though there's like doubt, you know, uncertainty and all those stuff, but it's always been that thing of, you know, God, like you focused on God, and sometimes you feel like, hey, yeah, I'm doubting what's happening, but still go back to, you know, God, because, you know, God's the one that's got your back. It's the one that's taking care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do feel like there's actually a miracle in being transparent.
Yeah.
You know, because we can always learn from people.
Yeah.
But it depends. Whatever we learn from people, that actually influences our potential decisions. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that only depends on what we learn from people. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep learning more, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta learn more, bro.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Someone out there, because you're transparent and probably they going through doubts. You know, we are here in this world. We have challenges.
Yeah.
And it's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you more advantage to something than the other person, but you find that what you less advantage to, the other person is more advantage to. You see what I'm saying? So you are already mentioning the fact that, you know, sometimes there are doubts, and there's someone out there who's actually, you know, listening to the show.
Yeah.
And would you like to be more transparent when you say there are doubts, and how do you overcome that? Do you understand? Because I think it's like, let me paint a picture for you. It's like we're in this place and it's scary. Okay, I am in this place and it's scary. It's dark. There's no light, nothing. You just hear these sounds, man. Already was the name of the show. It's about sound. So you hear these sounds like jackals, and do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can hear a lion roaring, and you're not sure what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? The sound of an ocean. It's dark. You can't see what's happening. It's obvious. Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah.
But the fact that now I know, wow, Nesh, I can hear Nesh's voice. Do you understand? That comforts me. And as much as we look at life and we see whatever we see people, they're smiling and all that, but the world within ourselves is very, very different from the world within us. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes when you become transparent, when it comes to your world within you, the other person's like, wow, you also go through what I'm going through. It encourages them because now they see, like one who is in darkness can see or hear that, wow, Nesh is also here, so I'm not alone. You know what I'm saying? So they can see that, you know, Nesh is also in the same struggle. You know what? And that can encourage them. So would you like to just give us more, you know, about like doubts and how do you overcome them? Like, be practical, if I can say that.
Okay, so
I feel like I'm interviewing you. I'm so sorry. We're both doing this. Yeah.
In fact, you can even add on top if you have something as well.
Okay.
Okay, with myself, it was actually that thing of, okay, before I got exposed to, you know, Christ, the Word, and all the stuff, I would always, you know, turn to music.
Mm.
And yeah, it's funny, like sounds and all the stuff. So, like myself, I would always turn to music. And yeah, it's listening to music, trying to create music and stuff like that. And that's how I would deal with situations. And then, you know, watching movies, motivational videos, stuff like that. And then after getting exposed to Christ, then I found out that all of those things that I knew outside the Word that actually was wrong. Mm. It was wrong. Then I was like, okay, if that is wrong, then what is right?
Yeah.
Then, you know, like through reading the Word, you actually find out, oh, okay, so this is how you're supposed to react to this. This is how you're supposed to deal with this. And with myself, when it comes to issues, you know, doubt and all the stuff, it's always that thing of God has me in this situation, and like there's tests that He puts you through. And with myself, on a practical level, it was always that thing. I know the world calls it deja vu, you know, where you see something and it feels like it's not your first time seeing it, or you're in a situation and it's not like it's your first time being in that situation. It feels like you've been there. Yeah. So with me, it was always that thing of I'll dream of something or of myself being somewhere, and then the event happens. And then I recall that dream, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I dreamt of this. And knowing the Word, it made it even more clear to say that dreams are the language of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually God telling me, you here at this particular time, and it feels like nothing's happening, but I have a plan. There's plans that I've put in motion. And it's even awesome because when I go into the Word, you even read it that God has plans to prosper you and all those stuff. And seeing yourself in a situation where you dreamt of this and then it happens.
Yeah.
For me, it was always that thing of there's doubt, but seeing all of these different things happen, it's a confirmation to say that I'm in the right path and God has, you know, my back and all those stuff.
Okay, I will extend from what you said.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the past, right? No, let's try to paint pictures. So I'm looking at the past, and But I am in the present, and the current situation that I'm facing, it's filling my soul, myself with doubts. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, but
yeah.
I can use the past to overcome the doubts that I'm facing, you know. So, and one of the things that's, I believe this is just a way to overcome. If you look at the story of David and Goliath, so you have all the Israelites. You see, the only difference was the past.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? How have you been with God in the past? Do you understand? So how Saul was with God, how the other soldiers were with God. Do you understand what I'm saying? And how David was with God, and now they're facing a doubt, a giant. I'm calling you a giant, a doubt.
Yeah.
So they're facing a giant, and the only way to overcome is to look at the past, right?
Yeah.
And when David looks at his past, he can see how God saved him from the lion. But when the soldiers, they look at the past, God doesn't really look so good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I believe that in order for us to really, because we go forward, but what determines how you go forward? How far will you go as you go forward? You know what I'm saying? And I believe that is actually determined by how you have experienced God in the past.
Yeah.
You see? So, yeah. And I believe that's just a biggest way. And in simple words, it's actually a testimony. That's yeah. what a that's yeah. what a, that's what a testimony is. You know, and we said the name of the topic it's sounds that define your soul, or a sound that defines your soul. Now it looks like we have just taken another direction.
Yeah.
So we want to be talking about that, and next we will be giving you few types of music. Am I right?
Yeah, it's basically, you know, your different genres, you know, when it comes to music and stuff.
Yeah.
Because we do get different genres that are out there. Now, before I even touch on that, what's your favorite, you know, style when it comes to music?
Yo, man. Can't say hip hop.
Yeah.
I almost said beats. You were going to laugh at me. It's like beats, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, how to answer the question. What do you call that, you know, Hillsong worship music? What, like the worship that we do at church? Soft, so gentle. It's filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. What do you call it? Like...
Like
there you are. Man,
it's
what type of music do you love?
Like, it is worship music.
Like, you know that music that's filled with the Holy Spirit? That's the one.
No, you do get praise and then, it's
so that's
music.
Praise and worship. But
rock
is nice. I guess you can just mix. If you interested in terms of music, you can't be like in one box. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can do a worship song, praise and worship, a soft, slow song.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you mix that song, that instrument, with like a hip hop beat. Does it make sense? So you have different sections. Like you normally have your traditional way of organizing music. So where you have like your chorus, your verse, your chorus, and then your verse, your chorus, your bridge. You see?
Yeah.
So you can mix that. You know, there are those guys, they I think they from somewhere in Europe. I know they played in Australia. Somewhere in Europe. It's good. The guys are called, I think, Two Cellos.
Oh,
good. They're very good. They're very good.
Private, yeah.
And sometimes I listen to that and I feel like, you know, specific as Christians, we're giving God less.
Yeah,
do you understand what I'm saying? Because you can use that. You can use like KB, you know, hip-hop KB. You can mix those things.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the same time, you can do, is it EDM?
Yeah.
Yeah, EDM. So... Yeah, I guess I just love music, you know. Whatever that falls under music. I would actually listen to your ancient music just to get the style and what can I learn out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm just going to mention like just 9 genres. Obviously,
okay.
you do get your first being blues music, and then you get your classical music. It felt like, you know, when you're speaking about soft stuff, like, hey, classical stuff, hey,
yeah.
Right there, you're probably in that section. And then you do get country music as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's electronic music, folk, hip-hop, jazz, house. So that's, yeah, like just a couple of
house.
Genres, yeah.
Didn't even right know there. That your house can be it.
You
I'm kidding.
So yeah, that's a couple of genres.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can do what you said, where you can mix genres. I mean, you do get lo-fi, you know, low hop. You get all those different types of genres that they can mix. And with myself also, because I do make.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
In fact, the reason why I wanted to do this topic is because you do hip hop beats, you know.
Yeah.
So tell us more about that.
No, like,
do you rap?
Come
on, man.
Yeah, I do. I
drop
do.
Some verses, not the biblical verses.
No.
No, I mean the ones that you write.
Yeah, you know, like John chapter 1, verse 1.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do rap, but I prefer not freestyling. Yeah, I'm not a freestyler.
Okay.
Yeah. I prefer, you know, writing, and then after writing, then record, put the song together, release.
That's how many songs have you recorded?
There's a lot. There's a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Last time I checked,
count.
Lot was the name of someone.
Lot,
so what do you
No, there's... I prefer doing EPs,
because,
yeah, with myself, I don't like writing a lot, like an album, you know, 12 tracks and all the stuff, so I prefer, you know, 5 tracks, write 5 tracks, record, yeah, put it out there, and yeah, there's a couple that I have done that are out there, and yeah, you can listen to them and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, I think I should, eh? I think I should. In fact, I'm gonna listen to
Christian
songs.
Yeah, Christian rap. So that's obviously with myself. I think if I never got exposed to Christ, I was gonna be doing secular music.
Yeah.
But yeah,
because most of the guys are
to Christ, you're like, wow, okay, there's actually this.
Mm.
Like
most of the guys are, but they don't rap sense.
Yeah. That's
the other word, nonsense.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. Hey.
Yeah,
that's very true.
You know, no, it's sad.
Ish.
It's sad.
Yeah, yeah.
I also used to do hip hop, but I used to do it in. I was, you know, a bit disappointed when you were mentioning the types of music, because you didn't mention, like, you know, your mpakanga, the Zulu type of music, you know, the Xhosa music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at least you did mention house.
You know? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Does it's a serious question. I'm not trying to joke.
Okay, what's the question?
Does house originate from South Africa?
I wouldn't say it does.
Okay.
But obviously we have things like, you know, your amapiano, which say that came from, you know, South Africa. Yeah.
And I do feel in a way that we're not inventors. Though we have, specific as African people, you know what I'm saying? Though we have, there's so much potential, but we always influence, you know. We need to be able to invent music.
Yeah, I think the problem is, yeah, you know, our day and age, we like fast stuff, and because of that,
I love fast car.
we became lazy in a way, because like I'd listen to, you know, back then the 80s, you know, the 70s,
yeah,
you know, there was creativity with their music.
Sure.
Eh? Like, there was actually creativity. Like, you listen to the way they put the song together. You're like, sure. Hey,
These guys were creative. Now you just get a quick instrumental loop however they made it, and then a person just repeats words.
Mm.
And then it's like, even like your mumble rappers, they just mumbling on the beat, and then the song is like a hit. Like what?
You know, babe, like a leaf fall on the ground. Hey. When I saw you, I fell in love. And then he raps that in the whole song, repeating the same thing. Like, what, man? Are we here to listen to the dynamics of your voice?
Ish. Yeah, yo.
Come on.
But yeah, that's our day and age. And then they'll add some auto tune there, you know. And then because of auto tune, it sounds a little bit different. Yeah. And then people are like, yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah.
No, like
but
your
depressing.
Your Island Boys type of situation.
And these AKAs that they have, my man. Hey. They make you think, like, maybe this guy will represent, you know, because his name is deep. The AK is deep, and then you go listen to their music. So shallow. So, now, listening to what you're saying, you know, based on your statement, so it's not just the context that people give when they rap.
Yeah.
But now what I'm also getting is the fact that even the culture of how to do things, you know.
Yeah.
This morning I was actually thinking about the fact that I can, like, just have one line, sing one line. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I compose that one line, but at the same time, not just have a beat, but also compose a beat, because you can have different sections in a beat that sounds different, even though they gel together. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but now there's the culture in our creativity. I think it's lacking, if I can say that. And that's another thing that we need to change. You know, because if you're gonna come praise God with a work beat, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So we have to skill ourselves.
Yeah. No, you do need to get educated in the field, the area, and all those stuff. Like, gather the knowledge, and
you also
can just come
drums.
And do the thing.
Makes sense. Wow, this guy is too much. He does beats. He plays drums. What's up?
No, you know. Okay, yeah. In fact, I wanna take it back with music. If we go back to the origins, you know, it started with God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, music itself, was created by God.
Yeah.
And one thing that I got to understand was, like, you use music to worship God.
Yeah.
And you can use it in different types of genres, you know, whether it's house, whether it's whatever genre it is.
Yeah.
You should use it to glorify God, to worship Him, and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when we go back to the two sides that exist, you know, you got God's kingdom and the devil's kingdom. And one thing that I did back then when I was, you know, doing, like, studying and all those things, one thing that I actually found out was the devil, you know, when he was Lucifer, music used to come out of him.
Yeah.
So one thing he does have knowledge, you know, of how powerful music is. And when you take it to our time, he uses music to, in a wrong way, if I can put it that way. And that's obviously to lead people astray, you know, to get souls to go to hell and stuff like that, where you have your industries like your Sony and all those things, you know, where people, they sell their souls and then they become famous and then they start using their talents to get souls to go to hell and stuff like that. And when you look at what happened back then, you start seeing that the problem is how you use it, you know. Are you glorifying God, or are you glorifying something else? Because if you're not glorifying God, you know, it can be money, it can be fame, you know, stuff like that. You actually make it a god, and you using the music to glorify whatever that is, you know.
Yeah.
And if it's not you glorifying God, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's actually a problem.
True.
So, it's that thing.
I think that's where also the creativity lacks. Because if you go in the Bible, you take a person like David. Hey, David wrote songs.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, wrote songs, and he wrote them, you know, to glorify God.
Mm.
Sometimes it's stuff that he went through. He wrote a song on things that he went through, but to show that I was in this situation and God
was transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you were in the beginning of the show. Okay. So here, I try to get a definition of what music is. So they say, let's define music.
Yeah.
So, I feel like no one can answer this question. You know, there are things that you know, but to define them, where are you going to start? Like, you know, that object that's behind the other object.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's so hard sometimes to define things. So, it says we can probably, most of us agree that it is sound. Yes, silence is part of that sound.
Mm.
But can there be any music without sound, without sound of some sort? For me, that sound has to do something. It cannot just be random noise meaning nothing. There must be some purpose to it. So I use the frame that conveys emotion. So it's a sound that conveys emotion, and then they speak about the fact that there has to be like like an element of rhythm. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what music is. But it's so important when it comes to, you know, your emotional being influenced by that sound. You know what I'm saying? I know when I was looking at the texture of music, I know there was a role. It's called tone color.
Mm.
So what you do with that, you actually use certain sounds to bring a certain emotion. You know what I'm saying? So, and in fact, that's how we started the show. The sound that defines your soul. Mm. Now, taking the whole concept with what we have been talking about, you know, what is the sound that defines your soul? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you sad? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we listen to like depressing music, you know. I mean, what kind of a song do you listen to when a girl broke your heart? I'm just asking, you know. But there are sounds, you know what I'm saying? There are sounds within us, you know what I'm saying? There are sounds within us, and in fact, let me say this: if you're someone that has joy, that means there's singing. Think about a place where people, like David says, you know, you prepare a table for me. Do you understand? So it's all about the feast. When we feast, that means we celebrate. There's music. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the question is, are we living life that's without, do you understand what I'm saying, that sound that can make you dance? You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Within you, do you have joy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's in the book of Zephaniah. I'm not sure. It says, God is actually saying, I sing over you.
Yeah.
David speaks about the songs of God, unfailing songs of your unfailing love. You know what I'm saying? And do we hear God singing over us?
Mm.
Because somehow, like I can give an example. You're so sad, and what is that sadness singing over you? Do you understand what I'm saying? If we have to come within you and we really listen, what are we going to hear?
Yeah.
Because even crying is a sound. People are crying out there.
Yeah.
You know, people can when they make music, they can use like a voice of someone crying, and they put that as part of the instrument. Do you understand what I'm saying? So within you, are you crying?
Mm.
You know, everyone sees that you're cool. You know, you got it all. You got some change, some bling bling. You know what I'm saying? Man, you got it all. But within, if we visit you inside of you and where you're crying, we might as well just think maybe your heart died. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because it's rough and it's real. you are alone right there. I remember how my life used to be without Jesus. You know, it was scary. Within me, it was everything. It was so bad. I was so, I don't know, it doesn't matter, in fact. I was lonely, I was alone, I was in fear, I was not sure about anything. It was just scary.
Yeah.
And I realized that more people, they actually live, do you understand, on that. And what happens now when that's your world? You think the things outside, they're going to fulfill you, and you attach yourself to them. But you find that these are just things, they don't have life. You know, so your world now becomes even more worse, because whatever that you were putting your hope on, you realize, wow, this thing can't offer me anything.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
you're even more hopeless, because you can't find anything that can give you hope.
Yeah.
You see, so that's the thing. So we believe that you were blessed by Mr. Nash, you know, fearless eagle.
And one.
You know,
yeah.
there's a bird, it's called something, falcony.
Falcon.
There, man. Thank you for calling me. It's so fast. It's so fast. It's the best, man. There's no animal that's faster than, not even an eagle.
Yeah, no. But I still stick to my eagle, you know, because you know.
No. I don't take an eagle for granted, because it has its own features. There are things that are unique that it can do.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, fearless eagle. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I'm fearless too, man.
Yeah, we really do hope you are blessed by that. From myself, fearless eagle in Luando.
Yeah.
We're going to love you and leave you. Peace out and God bless.
I'm going to fly now.
Go shine, boy, you know if you say that you're living in a serious time. Me nah go up in a company where you be full of fools and blinds. You know the light I go shine, boy, you know if you say that you're living in a perilous time. Last words say we have to follow charity. We can't add to the words of the prophecy. We stand firm in our faith of Christianity. We reach me, you have to first pass the Trinity. But you just don't have the capability. That evil life now nah, they can separate me. We touch trouble, you have to ask the authority. The Lord are loyal to the children of his family. So he's happy to say for immorality. You can't dig in on me flesh in your pornography. Say man a Christian, you know, see me no 23. Me and me wife and me not commit adultery. Me nah go in a company where you only have a fools and vines. We know the light that go shine. Why you know this day that you're living in a serious time? Me nah go in a company where you only have a fools and vines. We know the light that go shine. Why you know this day that you're living in a serious time? Them give you cocaine for send you go to cemetery. Them give you money to advance prosperity. You drive a Lexus so you feel like you are so money. So you're in a prison and I wonder where you should have been. But you know good see your father turn the company. Like the good and the bad and the ugly. You go to work with like an security. Them means surely goodness and mercy. I got the curse so me can't let me go free. The serious when me talk me no junkie. Come Ephesians 3:20 tells me. No one's in that is able to do exceeding. Me nah go high, me nah go high. Me nah go high, me nah go high. You know me light, I go shine. Why you know this thing that you're living in a serious time? Me nah go high, me nah go high. We only have a fools and blinds. You know me light, I go shine. Why you know this thing that we're living in a serious time? Some put them in sticker, don't put them in a mess, them in a version. Come again, but I'm in the first song, but I'm in the fight. It's you know the key, it's we need. So give it to the kid. Who pass on the young, they play a show. Yes, indeed. Tell me you are going to benefit. When blind, I lead blind to the precipice. Well, that's a fierce and design, me no to it. I just Christ from me mind, me no prejudice. But me is a specialist, yeah, I'm going to take this. Because me represent the father as a witness. And whatever the problem is, him will fix it. It no matter if I build or sickness.
me close like a sandwich biscuit. Nearly. Or you feel lead when you just got it clearly. No easing of my life be cheery. Nobody steer me, no dear me. Show me no why you come near me. Me not over. In a company where you only have a boots and blinds. They know the light I go shine. Why you know?